Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is TLC Sunday 2020, and I am your host, Trebuchet. We got a bunch of picks coming in here. I am here with a couple of co-hosts alongside the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going, everybody?
Good.
That's good to hear.
Yeah,
that's good to hear.
Yeah. Also in the house, the pet of this show, the Nate Yard Dog. Woof, 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 woof.
Woof, woof.
How you doing?
I am hanging in there.
Hanging in there. We are locked down, James Brown, downtown, just watching some pro wrestling. We got some picks. Have you guys been following any of the other wrestling that's not WWE before we get into this WWE pay-per-view?
Not really. I've been pretty wrestling out. They beat it out of me recently. Yeah.
Well, you're familiar with Kenny Omega going to Impact and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I've told you about it. I know you've heard about it.
I've been watching what you've been watching. If it's been on when I'm in the room, I've been watching it.
You've watched about 20% of the wrestling I've watched recently because you really don't care for AEW.
I
didn't make you sit through Impact. I made Dale Goad sit through Impact.
How was Impact?
You should be happy I didn't make you watch that.
Cheers.
And how about you, Nate Dogg? What are you rolling with? What do you know about the current product in general? You can say WWE stuff if you know.
There are these people called wrestlers, and they do stuff in the ring.
Uh-huh. Could you be a little bit more descriptive?
That's about what I know right now.
That's okay. All right. We're
going
to have to work on some pronouns and adjectives and some wordy words.
And I'll start with a man named Hulk Hogan.
That's right. Play. We ain't here to play. But, all right. There's a lot of title matches here, guys. There's only one match on here that is not a title match. And do you want to start with that one?
Sure.
It's a Firefly Inferno match. And I believe it got that name because, one, it's fun to say. And two, they're trying to get eyeballs on the products, and so this is the gimmick match. I don't think there's any other. Well, it's TLC. There's got to be other gimmick matches in this thing. Like, I'm sure there's tables matches, ladders matches, and chairs matches. I don't know. I just wrote down the ones that were titles, and then this one, which is worth 1 point. It is The Fiend, Bray Wyatt versus Randy, Steel Chips, Orton. Who do you got, Showtime?
We got Randy Orton over.
Okay, so you're just going to change every pick you made.
Go ahead.
You're just going to be
go ahead and just cross
just
that.
Just a cocksucker deluxe. Like, I took Showtime's picks off the air while he was in the middle of a poker tournament online, and he gave them to me, and then after it was over, he goes, "Hey, Trev, I'm going to be honest. I need to change all those picks. I don't remember one of them." And I'm like, thanks. So we're going to do this live. Fuck it, we'll do this live. Nate Dogg, you did yours off the air. Are you going to change all of yours, too?
We'll stay with The Fiend for the first one.
Staying with The Fiend for the first one. Okay, so as of right now, Showtime, out of everybody I know, you're the only soul that has Randy Orton.
I'm confident in this pick. I think The Fiend is going to get eliminated, and then he's going to come back at the Rumble and win.
Oh, you think he's going to just be gone?
I think it's going to be Fiend going to get burned up and then return, you know, for the Rumble.
And win the Rumble?
I got The Fiend as my first pick to win the
that
Rumble.
That was my first pick like three episodes ago.
Well,
I'm just copying my paper. I would. I've never been wrong. So I'm sure I've picked every Royal Rumble winner ever.
The Fiend is my first pick. I think they might even be getting ready for the idea they can't have Mania in front of fans, and I would expect some kind of crazy Fiend match for the title.
Fiend John Cena for the title.
Something like that. Probably bigger and more grandiose, knowing Vince McMahon.
Yeah. Well, everybody else says you're crazy, and they think The Fiend is going to win in the match named after the Fireflies. And the Inferno, and the Brimstone. And why do you think he's going to get over here, Nate Dogg?
I think The Fiend is going to get over because it just felt right.
Two words. Alexa Bliss is why The Fiend is going to go over
two
here.
Two words. Bodysuit.
I don't get that.
Radio, the guy in the Inferno match with the more clothes always loses.
It's going to, the Firefly Funhouse shit, he's going to get him back for burning down the house and stuff. Don't you worry about it. Alexa Bliss is going to set Randy on fire. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a good laugh about it, aren't we, Nate Dogg?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. We laugh at people being engulfed in flames.
Of course. Who doesn't?
Exactly. So, all right. Moving on. Let's talk about the Raw Championship. Drew McIntyre versus AJ Styles in a match. Who do you got, Showtime?
I believe this one is TLC.
Yes.
And okay. I've got Drew.
I've got Drew. Who do you got, Nate Dogg?
That's how
I
bought.
I also have Drew McIntyre.
Goad's got Drew. Mike Logan's got Drew. Alex Plotkowski's got Drew. In fact, all 75 people in this thing took Drew. Nobody believes AJ can get there. I crossed it out. I had AJ initially, and then I thought about it, and I looked at the rest of my picks, and I'm like, because I've got a lot of heels going over, and I'm like, the only think face here that I got is Drew. So, well, that and a tag team, but we'll get into that a little bit later. So, yeah, this is going to be just I've got Drew match. All right, moving on from there, let's talk about the Women's Tag Team Championship match. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Asuka and a partner to be determined, with our tiebreaker point being the partner, choosing who the partner is.
I have Asuka winning with her tag team partner, Lana.
You took Lana. You did do that. I told people you were doing that, and I was going to hold you to that. I'm like, you have to take Lana here. It makes the most sense. And that's exactly why I took Kairi Sane.
And everybody else was taking...
Everybody was all like, I thought she was going back to Japan. Ooh, I thought she was going back to New Japan. And I was telling them this. It's a work. Calm down. Like, she's coming back. Popular choice. Charlotte, woo, Flair. Hasn't been seen in a while.
I can see that
happening. I don't think the timetable's here yet. I think you bring Charlotte back. You bring her back at the Rumble and have her win the Women's Royal Rumble. I think that's a better spot.
I can see that.
I think Lana's a good sleeper pick. I feel like I convinced you, Lana, because she's been feuding with Nia.
Yeah.
She's been fucking put through a table like the last 12 weeks by Nia, and she's been doing it. She's been just in that, you know, rivalry going on.
Didn't Lana beat Nia on Raw?
One time, yeah. She got one over on her, and then this is...
I can see them going that, like, sense. Lana can, like... Lana keeps beating Nia. She's like,
she's got her numbers all of a sudden.
Some kind of, I think it's gonna be like a fluke win, but I think Lana's gonna get the pin even.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Why did you pick Charlotte?
So I picked Charlotte because, like you said, she hasn't been seen in a while, but the gears in my head just started turning, which is always dangerous.
Oh, Lord.
When did Becky have the baby?
Like a couple of weeks ago. Was it announced?
You think Becky's gonna be the partner?
I
think that's what he's thinking.
That would be insanity. I mean, I could happen. Vince has done crazier things.
But I don't.
I'm gonna stick with Charlotte, but if it ends up being Becky,
I just don't think Becky goes back on the road that quickly.
I don't think she does either.
I don't think so.
But
it's never a sleeper closet.
Never say never. Let it be known that the Nate Dogg did say it, but he didn't have the cojones to pick it. So
yes.
The record will show that.
That means huevos.
And the only other pick anybody has here is Peyton Royce. And that is by Robert Space Force. And I can see that. It could be her. It could be the other one. The other iconic.
Billy
Kay. Billy Kay's been putting her resume out with her headshot, trying to get some sort of job and or, you know, match with anybody that'll take her. So it very well could be either iconic there. Otherwise, it could be like Liv Morgan or somebody, and I'll just like pop for that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on from there, let's talk about the tag match. Let's talk about Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods of the New Day versus the Hart Business, Shelton Benjamin, and Cedric the Entertainer. What? Cedric Alexander. What? My bad. He would be more entertaining if he was Cedric the Entertainer. That's all I'm saying.
I really like his finish.
He's terrible on the mic. Cedric Alexander is the absolute shit on the mic.
I like that backbreaker he does.
He's good in the ring, but it just, oof. Man, if he's not going to learn to talk, don't give him the mic. That is my opinion of it.
I see the Hurt Business going over here.
If this is where we're the most split. Who did you have, Nate Dogg?
I've got the New Day.
New Day?
Because
I too have the New Day. Because I like them a lot.
Yep, pretty much. I am a big fan of all of those guys over there. And
well, as far as booking the card and the way I have it, I need the New Day to go over here, and I need Drew to go over. I need some... A wrestling card, as we all know, is ups and downs, and I need a couple of ups to go with the downs that I'm booking in this current event. And is the Rumble the next event? Excluding NXT TakeOver?
I think so.
Or New Year's Evil or whatever the fuck it's called?
You should be.
Okay. Okay, so that'll be fun.
Unless there's an early January one.
There might be.
Sometimes there is, sometimes there's not.
And what time of year do they normally do those ones overseas? And at like...
And that's the thing, is if there's an early Rumble one, or if there's an early January one, it might be one of those.
That's what I was wondering. When did they go to Saudi Arabia last time?
I don't think they're going to do that in the middle of the pandemic. I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I don't even think that's going to be even possible.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, let's just assume the Rumble's going to be next. So, all right. Let's talk about Sasha Banks taking on Carmella. Who you got, Nate Yard Dog?
Sasha.
Why do you got Sasha?
Because I don't like Mella.
No, you're just saying that you just don't like Mella?
Just don't like her.
Why?
Because I don't like her.
Just don't like her. Frankly, don't like her. Okay. All right.
How are people split on this one?
I'm the only person that got Mella.
I'm going to be honest. I think...
And I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
She's got a new gimmick. She's coming in. She's coming in hot. Sasha's been doing a lot of Mandalorian stuff. I think Sasha may have some filming to do in the near future. And having the title may hinder that a little bit. So I got Mella going over here, and she cut a promo on SmackDown that made me a believer. And let me tell you, she brought the twins with her, and they looked better than ever. I'm just saying. I may not be thinking with my brain here, but I definitely picked Carmella.
I'm actually going to take Carmella as well.
Yeah,
I agree
exactly.
With you.
You should agree with me. I've never been wrong.
Carmella's going to cheat and go over.
I think she's going over here. And she's also, she's got a manager too now.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, which.
Who's the manager?
I do not know his name. I've never seen him before.
Interesting. I'll have to check this out.
Yeah.
I could see them beating Sasha.
Yeah, everybody else has Sasha Banks.
No, I'm
and
gonna
I just think that they all watch too much Mandalorian. And need to understand that Mella is money. And our final match on the card. The head of the table, Mr. Roman Reigns, doing the best work of his career, in my opinion.
I agree.
Taking on Kevin Owens. And I think this is a TLC match, too.
Correct.
Yes, this is a TLC match as well. Do you guys think that Jey Uso is going to get involved?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. It says Paul Heyman's in this corner. Doesn't mention Jey being out there, but it'd be hard for me to believe that Jey would.
I am really liking what they're doing with Jey Uso as well.
I really like
Jey. They're making Jey Uso a star. Is Jimmy the one that's had the issues with?
Yes.
I think they're fixing to... I think this is a... I could see this being a warning to him.
Like I think that, this like, is more than a warning, dude.
We can make your brother a star if you don't want to act right.
I really think this is more than a warning. I think they might be writing him off. How many times is this? Three? Four?
Here's the thing. I think this isn't them writing him off, but I think this is showing that they have a plan if they want to. I don't think they're going to let him go yet, but I think that if he has another one, they probably will and go, look, we're prepared to not have you be a part of this for a while.
Yeah.
I think that's this was kind of them building towards that, because if they hadn't done that now, I don't know that they were going to get to.
They wouldn't have been able to separate him.
Yeah,
if they didn't do that, make him his own person.
This was a good time for it, and Roman is doing amazing work.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, like him with Paul Heyman and just doing it on his own time, being the champion. And he keeps bringing up, I do it for the family. You feed your family because I'm the champion. I'm like, okay, this guy knows what it's like to be the man, the guy, the person on the top of the card, on all of the fucking drinks, on the... top of the bulletin on fucking WWE.com, main t-shirts, all that stuff. Roman Reigns is the guy, and he's captured my imagination, and he's the best guy going in WWE today.
It's the best heel turn.
And I never thought I would say that, because Roman was so stale for so long. It is amazing. Everything else has been subpar.
Yeah, no, I agree. I of what I've been watching with NXT, Roman Reigns is really good right now. I obviously have Roman.
Yeah.
And who else is good? I really don't. The Hurt Business is okay.
Hurt Business is doing okay. I agree.
I don't like the stuff they're doing with The Fiend. I think it's too cartoony.
I'm okay with it, but it's...
The segments running around when they're talking to the puppets, I hate it. I hate it. I can't care. It makes my nuts itch. Like it...
You might want to get that checked out.
I probably should.
They make a special shampoo for that, homeboy.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I just...
I like what they're doing with the Fiend and Alexa. I like that stuff a lot.
I wish it wasn't so gimmicky. And that it's just, it feels like a low rent, ironic Undertaker.
You think that it's just pressure trying to remake the Undertaker a little bit?
So, yeah, I think so. I think
they need something mystic and
spooky?
I can see
this being a Pritchard baby.
No, this screams Pritchard's got his hand in the pie all over the place. Like, it's crazy.
Now, what if we got the Joker, a Harley Quinn?
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. You don't say. That's pretty good. I love you. So, that's all we got for this TLC card. I really look forward to the Royal Rumble coming up. That's one of the biggest events of the year. I love the surprises. I love all the good stuff that we do there.
If anything could get me to care about wrestling right now, it'd be the Royal Rumble. And I think I've said that before, and I think it's worked.
It does. No, because WrestleMania is right around the corner, too. And you're going to watch Mania. You watched both days of WrestleMania last year.
I mean, I slept through most of the first
toga party. Yeah, of course you did. You were partied out during the toga party. That was amazing. Toga, 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 toga. And I may or may not make that an annual thing.
Stay tuned. Toga party. I can be about
that. Stay tuned, you guys. So I think that leaves us about to final thoughts. Final thoughts. The Nate Yard Dog.
It's going to be fun. TLC is always one of my favorites because I love me a good ladders match. I just like being able to grab something off a ladder, whether it be a title belt or a custody document or whatever else.
Okay, you went there. Woof.
I find them entertaining as all get out.
What's your favorite ladder match?
I would have to say at this point, either honestly, the Eddie and Ray one was pretty good.
The custody battle one?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite?
Hey, I wasn't done.
Oh, sorry. Think about it.
As well as, I want to say it was TLC 2?
WrestleMania 17?
Yes.
Okay. Was that the one where.
Was the Edge spear off the
Jeff
ladder.
Hardy. Yep. Okay. Because he's hanging there.
I like that one a lot, but I also like Jeff Hardy Undertaker for the Undisputed title.
Monday Night Raw.
That was
good.
One of my favorite matches of all time.
He made Jeff Hardy a singles competitor that day.
Oh yeah.
He really made him. It was he didn't win the belt that night, but Jeff Hardy won it shortly after that, and I believe Vince saw something in him. By the Undertaker doing
that. Was
that
the "this isn't over"? Or
this is the "you haven't beaten me yet, Taker. Yeah. I'm still standing.
Yeah,
with the ropes, I'm still standing." Like
he kept coming back.
But that second time he comes back to hit him, and he picks him up, and just that look of like pity / like respect he gives him, it told a beautiful story. Yeah. That was what I want out of my wrestling. That's my favorite ladder match of all time, and that is probably one of my favorite matches of all time.
It's very good. It's very good. That's toughy. There's a ton of them. I'm top of my head, TLC 1, SummerSlam, 04, I believe it was, or 03, one of those. Whichever one TLC 1 was at, that one was pretty freaking good. Straight up ladder matches, there's a ton of them. There's just a ton of them. You can go back to Sean Scott Hall. You can go back to
the last time Sean had a match with the ladder.
That was very good. You can go back to Benoit and Guerrero having theirs, even though that's not a popular opinion. You can also go to, Nate Dogg and his cigarettes on a pole match. That was very, very popular ladder match that was.
Nate Dogg versus the Christmas Angel is a fun one every year.
Mm-hmm.
How often does the Christmas Angel do the job?
More often than you think.
We're going to build a snowman and see if you can out-wrestle it later this year. Okay, apparently. Cool. Showtime. Final thoughts.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I need to know better. I'm looking forward to the Royal Rumble, I guess. I hope that it goes well. I don't really care a lot for what's been being done, but 30-man over the top rope. Battle Royal might make it back. I wonder if Edge is going to come back. I could be about... Edge coming back might get me excited to watch Raw again.
Do the same thing they did last year?
Let's have Brock
come in number one again.
I hope they wait for the fans to come back, for Edge to come back, but I could see them just doing this too soon.
Honestly,
that's what they do.
I really look forward to going back and rewatching that Royal Rumble, because I usually do that around the time that the Royal Rumble rolls around, I'll watch last year's.
That's gonna make me cry. Like, it's gonna be so bittersweet to see all of that.
It's we were so foolish. We didn't know.
My final thoughts are: I'm Chad Schultz, and that makes me incredibly depressed. Have a good night.
Oh, woof.
That got sad at the end.
It always does. Final thoughts, trebuchet.
Oh, my final thoughts are: I am amazed that I believe his name is Don Callis.
Yeah.
Made me want to watch Impact for the first time.
Don't give Cyrus the virus that. He doesn't deserve
I'm just
that.
Saying, I just, three claps for him for making me watch a thing that I thought I would never watch again. And, you know, just keeping it alive. Because I think me and Chris Goat have a bet at, like, is Impact going to last until, like, 2040 something? And they're getting there. They're getting there. No, that's cute there. And I can't wait for their world champion to be the Nate Yard Dog's big toe. Not the whole Nate Yard Dog, just his big toe. Because it's going to be hard to pin.
Mm-hmm.
So have a good night, you guys. If you have to go out in public, still wear that mask. Do that thing because, frankly, this is a lot more fun when there's more people around, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we like people around, and we look forward to seeing you guys again. We'll see ya for New Year's Evil. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.